Wednesday, April 24th. Here's what's coming up in the mayor's office.
If I'm Juan Soto, man, I'm not getting out of my approach as the umpire. You know, that's what you say to the umpire. Says, hey, man, you got to be better. You got to lock in. Like, you got to be one inch better because you're a big league umpire. And I'm in love with this good life.
Doing good, man. You're like in between Clark Kent and Superman right now. You're going on TV later. You're in the phone booth. He's got a nice fancy shirt on, but he's got no tie. He's tucking things in while we're talking.
Got my sweatpants on still.
He's got his sweatpants on still, and you got the butt part in your hair right now.
The butt part. No, I got no gel in my hair, no makeup, no.
I love it. He's locked in this week. Hey, you went to the Yankee. You hung out at BP. You didn't go to the game.
We hung out at BP. Went to see those guys. Went to see Boone. Good to see him. Saw Cash. Saw, get to see Judge. I got James Rouse is the best. He's like, dude, you got a story for us for the hitters meeting? I ended up giving a story in front of the guys, the hitters meeting with everybody. It was good to see G. Good to see you. I met Juan Soto, a great guy. Good to see Volpe and Wellesley. I love those guys, man. Like I said, when you spend as much time as I did last year with them every day, kind of in the fire you get that connection with them.
That's so cool. And you talk to the hitters, man. That's cool. You're in like a new fraternity. You're in like a hitting coach fraternity now. You're one of the guys.
Yeah, it was cool, man. I got to talk. And James Rouse is awesome, man. They hired the right guy. He's awesome over there. And the guys love him. And it was good to see Casey Dykes. It was good to see all those guys, man. It was really, really, really cool. Louis Rojas, Chad Bowling. There's so many good dudes, man. It's incredible. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Hey, so something came up in a Yankee game last night, actually, that just kind of started spurring my thoughts. Juan Soto's up the plate. I think it was like Talking Baseball or Talking Yanks posted a video of his at bat. He saw five pitches. I think I sent this to you earlier. Saw five pitches, swung at none, and struck out looking. And they put, of course, now you can put the fan graphs or the boxes, whatever. And they were like, he didn't swing, and all of these pitches were balls. But I sent you the thing. The pitches that were balls were just basically within an inch of strikes. But let me digress real quick. I'm starting to see a pattern, dude, this year. I'm calling it like umpire Armageddon. You know how like social media people just group and gang up and whatever? Obviously, there's been some screwed up things that happened. It started first week of the season, Angel Hernandez. A couple days ago, Boone gets into it with
Hunter Wendelstedt.
And then this happens last night. And I think it's like the new cool thing for trolls to do on the internet is destroy umpires. So my first question to you, I'm going to go backwards. Juan Soto goes up. Yes, we talked about this with D-Row yesterday, which is like perfect timing to this. Like, remember we were kids, 0-2 count, what do? If it's close, you got to swing, right? I'm going to Sean Casey because I think like in the 80s, it was like when Boggs, Gwynn, maybe Ricky Henderson didn't swing at a pitch.
Right.
It was a ball and the umpires kind of let them do it that way. I would argue in your generation, I was trying to think of guys in your generation, Sean Casey might have known the strike zone better than any other batter. You were one of those guys. You're welcome. Right. Compliment.
Thank you.
So now, if you're Juan Soto last night, let me just start with the specific statistical thing. Like,
right
after the first one, come on, you missed that. After the second one, so now you got two strikes on you, and you've seen it. You have that eye. We're like, that was an inch off. Does Sean Casey expand his zone there and say, I got to swing if it's an inch off the plate? Or do you, in this generation, are you Juan Soto and go, I am Juan Soto. I am not swinging if it's a ball. It's his fault if I strike out. That's my question. It's a good question, isn't it?
I mean, listen, a lot of these guys are elite because they own the strike zone. I mean, Juan Soto's elite because his strike zone discipline's elite. The guy walks, his at-bats are tough. When he gets out, he'll take it to 3-2. you know, like getting that at bat. It went to 3-2. He was right on a lot of them, you know what I mean? So, like, and hey, Chinch, the biggest deal here is, like, if you're a big league umpire or a big league player, you're better than everybody by 1 inch. You're better than everybody by 1 inch. That's why you're there. That's why, you know, you're a pitcher on the mound, you're better than everybody by that one inch on your cut, that 1 inch on your sink, that 1 inch on your slider, the tail on your changeup. You're a big leaguer because you're a one percenter, because you're 1 inch better than everybody else. It's a game of inches. You're 1 inch better than everybody. So if I'm Juan Soto, man, I'm not getting out of my approach as the umpire. You know, that's what you say to the umpire sometimes. Hey, man, you gotta be better. You gotta lock in. Like, you gotta be 1 inch better because you're a big league umpire. And now here's the one thing too, Chinch. Dude, go down to AAA, AA. Those guys that are getting there, you know, they're just not even close to these big league umpires. These guys are literally the best in the world at what they do. Their eye's incredible. You know, the fact that we have to go to replay and they go slow mo it frame by frame by frame by frame. There's the foot hitting at first base. And I mean, that's how good these guys are, and that's how professional they are. So, you know, these guys are the best in the business. The hitters and the pitchers are the best in the business. I'm not getting out of my game plan for anybody. I'm not saying that. I would, if an umpire missed something, I would turn and say, you got to be better. You got to be better, because I got to be better. I've waited 30 minutes to hit. You got to be better, dude. And, you know, it's like Hunter Wendelstad. Like, this game starts, like, you got to be better, dude. Like, you can't be thrown because you can't get a hold of your emotions. You can't throw the manager out 7 pitches in the game. It's just, you got to be better. You're a big leaguer. You're a big league umpire. You got to control your emotions better. You got to slow the game down better. You can't take things personally better. You know what I mean? You got to be better at that. So what I say about Juan Soto, now, I don't expand the zone, man. I'm the best in the business, and I'm not going to change it for anybody.
I love that. That's really cool. Good insight, man. Good stuff. Now, just generally speaking, though, I would say for the most part, we have really good umpires, don't you think? I don't know. I know
they're the best. They're the best in the world, dude. I'm saying they're the best in the world, dude. They are unbelievable. And like I said, they're, you know, and I think sometimes, Chinchy, those boxes are more for TV. So I don't know if they're right on. So, like, when the umpires go look at the tape, they're looking at maybe something different than those boxes. And we're missing by, like, a little bit of an inch. Like,
yeah,
it's hard to do. And the way the catchers frame the ball nowadays, dude, watch a catcher in the big leagues now. They go down to up. They all drop their glove. And what they're trying to do is steal strikes down up. So it's an illusion for the umpire. Guys are getting more strikes lower in the zone because of the way the guys are catching. They're not doing that thing where, you know, it used to be kind of like frame it, you know. Now they're working down to up. Right? It's so different.
Yeah, that makes sense. Dude, yeah. I mean, just next time you watch a Yankees-Astros game, you would think that Jose Altuve's box should actually even look different than Aaron Judge's box. Like, that's the other thing we don't really talk about on a broadcast. Great point.
Right. Right.
Speaking of Judge, speaking of Altuve, guys like that, we're going to do this over the next few days. I thought this is cool because I think we have a pretty good sample size of stats, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to look at today, the home run leader board, because it's pretty insane, dude. Ready for this? There are two guys with nine bombs. Up to that, all the way down to, I'll just give you the top seven. So it's Trout and Ozuna have 9. O'Neill, Alonso, Henderson, De La Cruz have 7. You go past that, there are 22 guys that have at least 6.
Wow.
And there are, listen to this one, dude, 42 dudes that have at least 5 home runs so far this season. That's a lot at this point in time. So just a quick handicap right now of who do you think will be there in the end. Do you think Trout is back to that home run?
If Trout stays healthy, yes, man. He's hitting more fly balls than ever this year for some reason, too. He's obviously stolen 5 bases, too. I believe he stole 5 bases combined in the last 3 years. Mm. So he's running more. He's getting the ball in the air more. And also, too, I saw a stat today. We're talking about MLB now. He's being challenged in the zone more. He's being pitched to more than ever, which is interesting because there's not a ton of guys in that lineup that really scare me besides him. So it's interesting that he's being attacked more and he's got 9 home runs. So
yeah,
he's making people pay.
Yeah. Dude, one guy who has 5, I was watching a Mets game last night because that's what I do now when my wife.
Yeah. Right.
Dude, amazing stat they put up about Pete Alonso. This is absolutely unbelievable. You know, at bat per homer, you know, you always saw Bonds and Sosa and
McGuire, yeah,
those guys. I'm going to give you the top five. McGuire, one.
Okay.
Babe Ruth, two.
Okay.
Aaron Judge, three, which is cool.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds, four. Pete Alonso, fifth, all time. There are two guys in New York,
wow,
who right now are in the top five. Aaron Judge hits a home run every 11.9 plate appearances. Pete Alonso hits a home run every 13 at bats. I should say at bats, not plate appearances. Think about how impossible is that?
That's incredible. Well, dude, and the consistency too, to be able to do that, and they just have such raw power, man. And then, yeah, and Alonso gets overlooked too. I mean, sometimes I think maybe it's not super sexy, but this guy hits 40 every year, and drives in like 120. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
so, you know, he's a silent assassin of just like really being really, really good, incredible. Yeah. But going back to the home run leaders, so I think Ellie De La Cruz, man, I honestly think if he hits his stride and becomes the player we think he become, he could end up being your home run stolen base leader, like an Acuna type.
You you have not been wrong. This all off season and during this season so far, you have not been wrong about anything. And Sean has said Ellie De La Cruz 40-70 this entire time. All right, what do you got? You got to finish getting. You got to go back into your suit. You got to finish becoming.
I got to go get dressed, makeup, then bam, I'm going on MLB Now. So
okay, all right.
So it'll be a great day.
Yeah, you're half Clark Kent, half Superman.
Yeah, I got to get my hair done too. I got the butt part going right now.
It's kind of a good butt part. BK would call you out on it though. You can't.
There's no doubt.
Nice. All right. Have a great day today, then, man.
Yeah, man. Have a great rest of the day. Everybody out there, thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys tomorrow.